Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In his first State of the Union address, President Donald Trump spoke about rebuilding America's strength and confidence at home and restoring its strength and standing abroad. The president stressed the importance of a strong military. Around the world, he observed, we face rogue regimes, terrorist groups, and rivals like China and Russia that challenge our interests, our economy, and our values. In confronting these horrible dangers, we know that weakness is the surest path to conflict, and unmatched power is the surest means to our true and great defense. President Trump highlighted recent military success in the fight against ISIS.
1 year later, I am proud to report that the coalition to defeat ISIS has liberated very close to 100% of the territory just recently held by these killers in Iraq and in Syria and in other locations as well. But there is much more work to be done. We will continue our fight until ISIS is defeated.
In the fight against terrorism, it is at times necessary to detain and question terrorists. President Trump stressed that terrorists are unlawful enemy combatants, and when captured overseas, they should be treated like the terrorists they are. To that end, the military detention facility at Guantanamo Bay will remain open. The U.S. continues to restore clarity about its adversaries, said President Trump.
When the people of Iran rose up against the crimes of their corrupt dictatorship, I did not stay silent. America stands with the people of Iran in their courageous struggle for freedom.
The U.S. has also imposed tough sanctions on the communist and socialist dictatorships in Cuba and Venezuela. But no regime has oppressed its own citizens more totally or brutally than North Korea, said President Trump.
North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear missiles could very soon threaten our homeland. We are waging a campaign of maximum pressure to prevent that from ever happening. Past experience has taught us that complacency and concessions only invite aggression and provocation.
America will continue to defend its interests and demonstrate its values as it pursues peace through strength.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.